One of President Trump's most controversial cabinet members, Betsy DeVos, made a stop to Milwaukee Monday, calling for the expansion of school choice. The education secretary also drew a crowd of protesters during her appearance at a private voucher school. It was DeVos's first stop on her back-to-school tour promoting educational freedom. WUWM education reporter Emily Files was there and has this story.
At St. Marcus Lutheran School in Milwaukee's Brewers Hill neighborhood, Betsy DeVos met with students in science, art, and music classes. Then she gave a speech praising Milwaukee's history of school choice.
I've come to Milwaukee, the birthplace of education freedom, to stand on the shoulders of giants and say that now is the time to ignite a new birth of freedom for all of America's students.
Milwaukee has the oldest voucher program in the country. It started as an avenue for low-income children to attend private schools using taxpayer-funded vouchers. The vouchers have expanded since then to include about 40,000 students across Wisconsin at a cost of about $300 million. St. Marcus is one of the most high-performing choice schools in the city. It's primarily low-income African-American kindergarten through eighth graders outperform many of their private and public school peers. Henry Tyson is superintendent.
We will continue to strive until every child in this city has the freedom to access an exceptional school.
DeVos is a longtime supporter of schools like St. Marcus that offer alternatives to traditional public education. She's currently pushing a proposal that would expand funding for school choice, called Education Freedom Scholarships. It would provide $5 billion in tax credits to individuals or businesses that donate to school choice scholarships. Those scholarships could pay for private school tuition, but DeVos said the details would be up to each state.
Perhaps it's dual enrollment, increased dual enrollment opportunities, or career and technical education opportunities, or apprenticeships or internships. We've really encouraged people to think very broadly about what freedom in education can and should look like.
The Education Freedom Scholarship proposal faces a difficult battle in the politically divided Congress, and DeVos's overall goals face fierce opposition from public school advocates.
Go home, Betsy! Go home, Betsy!
Dozens of public education supporters gathered across the street from St. Marcus to protest DeVos and what they see as her agenda of school privatization. MPS parent and union leader Ingrid Walker Henry said vouchers have devastated Milwaukee public schools.
This has directly led to less libraries in schools, less art, music, and physical education classes. Schools in the MPS went from offering language classes, home economics, and shop classes to barely being able to provide basic classes. It's not right.
When asked why she was visiting public schools in other cities, but not Milwaukee, DeVos told reporters there simply wasn't enough time.
I know that there are schools here in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin that are doing similar things. I can't possibly physically get to all of those, but I celebrate every school that is doing things intentionally to meet the needs of their students.
And even if DeVos wanted to visit a Milwaukee public school, MPS board president Larry Miller says she would not be welcome.
She has made it clear that she does not represent public education. She wants to divert billions of dollars from public schools to private schools.
DeVos ended her appearance at St. Marcus by outlining a vision in which all families had abundant education options. She said she had resolved to finish the work started in Milwaukee 30 years ago when the voucher program began. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.